As the Supreme Court's Constitutional Bench, CB, gears up to resume hearing on review petitions against the majority verdict in the reserve seats case on Thursday, speculation is swirling about the direction of the decision and the political tremors it may unleash. Experts believe the ruling will rest on how the court chooses to read the Constitution, either with a microscope or a magnifying glass. Former Additional Attorney General Waqar Rana notes that the fate of the case hinges on two distinct interpretative approaches to the Constitution, a literal and pedantic reading, treating the Constitution as an ordinary statute, or a liberal and organic interpretation that upholds foundational constitutional values. It is a test of the judiciary when judging the state, Paula Newberg, whether it follows and upholds the Constitution by approaching it with the latter rules of interpretation or it follows the former rules, Rana stated. He added that from a historical perspective, the judiciary has been split into two camps, one aligned with the tradition of Justice Cornelius and the other with that of Justice Munir. Choices are simple. The court either follows constitutional faith or continues with idolatry of necessity. In the ultimate analysis, the faith of people in the judicial system as an independent arbiter of justice and the rule of law is at stake. The reserve seats case is pivotal in determining whether Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, PTI, secures 23 additional National Assembly seats, which would significantly affect the power balance in the lower house and determine whether the ruling coalition secures a two-thirds majority. To date, the judgment authored by Justice Syed Mansour Ali Shah, and endorsed by seven other judges, has not been implemented by the Election Commission of Pakistan, ECP, despite being nearly a year old. Observers note that four judicial opinions were rendered in the case. Among them is the second opinion, authored by Justice Jamal Khan Mandakhale and supported by then Chief Justice Qazi Faiz Issa. This view, widely referred to as the Mandakhale formula, allows PTI some representation in the National Assembly. Should this view be endorsed by a new majority, the ruling coalition could achieve a two-thirds majority, while PTI reclaims a parliamentary presence. A senior lawyer commented that endorsement of Justice Mandakhale's view could offer a win-win situation for both the government and PTI. The ruling alliance gets its supermajority, and PTI regains entry into parliament. The third opinion was penned by Justice Aminuddin Khan, head of the CB, and Justice Naeem Akhtar Afghan. They dismissed the Sunni Ittehad Council's, SIC, petition, upholding both the Peshawar High Court and ECP decisions, which held that reserve seats could not be allocated to Sikh. Their opinion called for the redistribution of the 78 unallocated seats among all qualifying parties, especially the PMLN and PPP.